You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Education Ministry on Wednesday ordered the cancellation of UGC NET conducted by the National Testing Agency following inputs that the integrity of the examination may have been compromised, and the matter has been handed over to the CBI for a thorough investigation. The decision by the ministry comes amid a massive row on the medical entrance exam NEET over alleged irregularities, with the issue now before the Supreme Court. In a shift from earlier practice, the national eligibility test was conducted in pen and paper mode this time on a single day, June 18, with a record 11 lakh students registering for the exam. A fresh examination shall be conducted, for which information shall be shared separately, a senior Ministry of Education official said. UGC NET is a test to determine the eligibility of Indian nationals for the award of Junior Research Fellowship, for appointment as assistant professor and admission to PhD in Indian universities and colleges. At least 25 people died and more than 60 people were hospitalized after reportedly consuming illicit liquor in Tamil Nadu's Kallakurichi district, officials said on Thursday. The officials have expressed concern that the death toll may go up. Kallakurichi District Collector M.S. Prasanth visited those undergoing treatment in Government Medical College Hospital in the district. Chief Minister M.K. Stalin expressed shock over the deaths and said that action had been taken against officials who failed to prevent it. "I was shocked and saddened to hear the news of the deaths of people who had consumed adulterated liquor in Kallakurichi. Those involved in the crime have been arrested in this matter. Action has also been taken against the officials who failed to prevent it," Stalin said in a post on X. TN Gunner RN Ravi condoled the deaths and wished for a speedy recovery of the victims. The Gunner raised concern about continued reports of deaths due to the consumption of spurious liquor from different parts of the state. A new agreement between Russia and North Korea reached by their leaders requires the countries to use all available means to provide immediate military assistance in the event of war, North Korean state media said. The North's official Korean Central News Agency on Thursday reported the language of the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership Agreement reached by its leader Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Pyongyang on Wednesday. The agency said Article 4 of the agreement states that if one of the countries gets invaded and is pushed into a state of war, the other must deploy all means at its disposal without delay to provide military and other assistance. The deal could mark the strongest connection between Moscow and Pyongyang since the end of the Cold War. Both Kim and Putin described it as a major upgrade of their relations, covering security, trade, investment, cultural and humanitarian ties. South Africa had to work hard to earn an 18-run win over the fast-improving United States in the opening game of the Super 8 at the 2020 World Cup on Wednesday. Andries Goose made an unbeaten 80 off 47 balls for the US against the country of his birth to move atop the batting charts at the World Cup before South Africa restricted the Americans at 176 for 6. Fast bowler Kagiso Rabada claimed 3-18 and spinner Keshav Maharaj got the prized wicket of US captain Aaron Jones for a duck, no runs, to finish with 1 for 24. Quinton de Kock had earlier made a rampant 74 off 40 balls and Henrik Claassen provided the perfect finish with 36 not out in the South African total of 194 for 4 after Jones won the toss and elected to field. The Gujarat High Court on Wednesday said it will take a call on whether to watch Maharaj, the debut film of Bollywood star Aamir Khan's son Junaid, to decide on the plea against its release on streaming platform Netflix for allegedly hurting religious sentiments. The interim stay on the movie's release granted by the Court of Justice Sangeeta Vishan continued for one more day as the matter was kept for further hearing on Thursday. Yash Raj Films, the producer of the movie, offered to provide the link and password to the court to watch the movie to decide whether it hurts the religious sentiments of a particular community as argued by the petitioners. Members of the Pushtimark sect have filed a petition against the release after they came across articles about the film which is based on the libel case of 1862 heard and decided by the British judges.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.